So yesterday we discussed verses 9, 10 and 11 of Surah Al-Mu'minun. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين هم على صلواتهم يحافظون. Those who are watchful of their salah. That's the last quality mentioned of those believers who are successful. The first quality was that they offer their salah with humility and submissiveness. The second quality, they remain aloof from vain and futile talk. The third quality, they fulfill their monetary duties. The fourth is they control their desires. The fifth is that they safeguard their trusts and pledges. And the sixth is that they safeguard their salah in the sense that they fulfill all of its etiquette and prerequisites. Now, those who have these qualities, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They are the ones who will inherit. It is they who are the inheritors. What will they inherit? Paradise of cool shade. Firdaus literally means cool shade. Hum fiha khalidun. They shall abide therein forever. They shall abide therein forever. The Firdaus is also the highest level of Jannah. Jannatul Firdaus. So I explained yesterday that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you ask Allah for Jannatul Firdaus. Not that you're worthy of it, but it's not beyond the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to grant Jannatul Firdaus. Even to those who are not worthy. But together with making that dua, we should continue to make an effort so that we become eligible for Jannatul Firdaus. Now, we move on to the next verse, verse 12. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينَ. We created man from the essence of clay. We created man from the essence of clay. So the scholars explain that Adam alayhi salam was created from clay. Hence Allah says man, because our forefather, the first man, Adam alayhi salam, was created from clay. The rest of us then came from liquid, from sperm. Others say that that sperm has its origin in Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and that has its origin in clay. So in that sense, that which leads to the creation of every human being has its roots in clay, in sand. Another explanation is that where does sperm come from? It comes from the nourishment that enters the body. That's what produces the sperm. Where does that nourishment come from? The meat you eat, the vegetables you eat, the fruits you eat, all of that comes from the ground. So we are created from soil. There is a hadith mentioned in Anwar al-Bayan, which I'll share with you under the tafsir of this particular verse. It is mentioned, the narration of Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, which is in Tirmidhi and Abu Dawood, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah took a handful of sand from all over the earth and mixed it with water so that it became mud. Allah took sand from different parts of the earth and mixed it with water, it became mud. Allah then cast the mode of Adam alayhi salam from this mud. Allah then blew the soul into it. The progeny of Adam alayhi salam will therefore be like the portion of sand they were created from. Different soil was taken from different parts of the earth. Some soil was darker in color, others was lighter in color. So some people will be reddish in complexion, others will be more white, others will be more dark-skinned. Some will be soft, others will be hard, some will be good, others will be bad. The soil has an effect. And all of that was merged with water, made into mud. Adam alayhi salam was created from that, and the soul was blown into Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. Then we placed him as a drop of sperm in a safe enclosure. The safe enclosure is the womb of his mother. That once, you know, that process concluded, and the mother was now pregnant, the drop of sperm was safely lodged there. You know, it's not something that you could just take out or you could just shake out. Now, in the next verse, which we'll discuss tomorrow, Allah then mentions the stages of creation. It's really remarkable, you know, at that time that such a revelation came when there was no science and technology like there is today. Science and technology came afterwards to affirm all of this. So we'll talk about that tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding.